This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed, not be infringed, not be infringed, not be infringed, shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday night. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. Their first line didn't even have a name. It was just a bunch of holsters and a bunch of ways to carry your ammo. A few thousand different methods. Then came DC-3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, out of which we got the Incog. They decided to go concealed. Then they looked at Kydex and said it should move, and they created the Scorpion line. Now, with the Contact series, the collision of tactical nylon and Kydex is complete. Innovation continues. Modularity personified. This is G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Some of the best advice you're going to ever hear. Really, truly is. Whenever you have a new gun-grabbing program, the first thing you don't want to do is fail too fast. It is going to fail. It's going to reveal itself for the failure that it is, or it's going to reveal something maybe that's a little more embarrassing for you. But you don't want it to start. You know, it needs to do it slowly. California's new gun confiscation program that they have right now is a total disaster. The new law went into effect in January and is designed to keep firearms out of the hands of potentially dangerous people like domestic abusers. You know, those guys that wear the really messed up tank tops they call wife beaters. And then those were afflicted with mental illness. No one wants the wife beater wearers and the unstable to own guns. But the way the new law is being implemented feeds into the narrative that liberals, especially the rabid anti-gunners, want to take away people's firearms. Everybody's firearms. A local Eyewitness News outfit looked at the matter and found a very serious problem. Coming from them, it says, in the quiet Southern California neighborhood of Upland, Lynette Phillips lives a quiet, ordinary life. But in the spring of 2013, it was interrupted by a loud knock on the door. Phillips was greeted by police officers. Phillips didn't know yet, but her name was listed on California's Armed and Prohibited Person System. She was now considered someone who wasn't allowed to own or be around firearms. So all of her husband's guns were confiscated, but not before being laid out on the front porch for neighbors to see. Rewind to a night 3 months earlier. Phillips, who tells us she suffers from depression and anxiety, had an adverse reaction while switching antidepressant medications. So she checked herself into a local mental health hospital for some quick relief. Phillips says, the first thing I said to her is, I just want you to know that I'm not a threat to myself or to anyone. I just can't stop crying. Then she started asking me some really bizarre questions. Like, what would she do if she got into a car accident? Which Phillips later found out the nurses used to deem her suicidal. They wrote in their notes, you stated that if you got into a car accident, that you wouldn't care and you drive yourself off a cliff. Phillips says that was never said. That was false documentation. Eyewitness News took a deeper look into the program and found several cases where mistakes were made. Michael Merritt of Bakersfield had 18 of his guns seized for a felony charge from the 1970s that no longer exists. Merritt says, I almost fainted and passed out when they said they wanted all of my guns. His guns were later returned. In November, Clovis business owner Albert Shakeli had his names and and 541 of his seized guns put on a big display by state agents. The licensed gun dealer had previously been put on a mental health hold. The state says Shkreli has been committed involuntarily, but his attorney argues Shkreli sought help on his own for a temporary crisis. Shkreli's attorney, Mark Coleman, says he's never been adjudicated by a court as being dangerous. He's never been adjudicated by a mental health professional as being dangerous. According to reports and audits dug up by Eyewitness News, problems with the APPS program run deep, especially in regards to mental health tracking. For starters, they noted that it's state law for mental health facilities to report involuntarily committed persons to the Department of Justice, and 22 facilities were left off of the DOJ list. That's crazy. That is the craziest thing I've ever heard. And, you know, it is well-intentioned, but so is the road to hell. And so let's not kid ourselves that this isn't exactly what liberals want to do on a mass scale. They're on the record saying so. This law was meant to somewhat accommodate what's already federal law, but it's being used to harass and deny law-abiding Americans of their Second Amendment rights. This is a liberal policy drafted by liberal lawmakers from a deep blue state, the detrimental consequences of which were bound to happen. After all, would you trust a lawmaker crafting gun policy who believes that there are multi-automatic weapons? You shouldn't. You shouldn't. Multi-automatic rounds. Ghost guns that can fire a whole clip in half a second. They kill me. They kill me. They really do slay me in place. It is... I just don't know. I really don't get it. Now, California. I was a guest on the California radio show last weekend, and California is a great state. There's great people in California. But we need to look at California. In 1986, when they talked Reagan into signing off on amnesty, most of the newly granted citizenship illegal immigrants went to California in 1986. And look where they are today. This is why the Democrats want amnesty. Why some of the Republicans want amnesty is beyond me. I guess some of them are just idiots. Well, okay, let me rephrase it. They know that most of the ones that want it know they're probably going to stay in office because there's always going to be Republicans when the Democrats are in power and vice versa. So they're going to be in power. They'll have their cushy job and everything. And what they're doing on the Republican side is like in Nevada, where hospitality rules, where the hospitality industry rules, a lot of these guys like this low-wage labor that comes over here will clean the rooms and clean the pools and the fountains and drive the shuttle cars and everything else for next to nothing, which increases their bottom line. And while I am all about the free market and everything else, not at the expense of the rule of law. Not at the expense of the rule of law. Hillary Clinton's gotten out there and said, well, you know, we don't need to be looking at the illegal immigrants. We need to only be deporting the criminals. Well, they're all criminals if they're here illegally, Hillary. I've often wondered what my life would be like if I was in one of the inner sanctums of a campaign staff, how that would play. I wonder how long I would last in a campaign staff, especially... They said, listen, we want to hire you because of your integrity. Well, I probably wouldn't last very long. Because it's getting worse and worse, too. It's getting so bad. Today, I went into the highway department. I looked at the signs. No guns allowed, left the gun in my car. No, and it didn't have any other signs up. And I went in with my cup of coffee, and it went downhill from there. And while I'm not about, you know, rage, after I had to deal with that woman that was the gatekeeper, I sort of understood it. Hey, but no matter, we'll be right back.
7,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KB Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KB. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KBArmor.com. Come and take it.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I don't know if we've ever talked about that moment of truth before. So since I don't remember, let's talk about that moment of truth. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday night. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code. Their first line didn't even have a name. It was just a bunch of holsters and a bunch of ways to carry your ammo. A few thousand different methods. Then came DC-3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, out of which we got the Incog. They decided to go concealed. Then they looked at Kydex and said it should move, and they created the Scorpion line. Now, with the Contact series, the collision of tactical nylon and Kydex is complete. Innovation continues. Modularity personified. This is G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. So, just for a moment, let's go ahead and suspend everything. Let's forget about Hollywood. Let's forget about our own imaginations. Let's drink in one fact. Every single day here in the United States, somebody somewhere is being subjected to illegal, violent force. There are three basic strategies to face off against a violent attacker. You can flee, fight, or roll over. And none of those are guarantees. There's no saying because you run, you live. There's no saying if you roll belly up to your attacker, he will show you mercy. And lastly, because you're a good guy with a gun, does not mean you win by default. The closest definition to a win would be you draw your weapon, he turns and runs away. Second place to that is you draw your weapon, he continues on, and you shoot and neutralize him. Third place would be that you live to see another day by various means. So, let's talk about a couple of things that pop up in people's heads, or maybe they question on a regular basis when it comes to in a self-defense standoff situation. Like, do I need to call the police prior to engaging? Which there are people that ask that, and I don't get it. If you have time to call the police prior to engaging a target, you probably have time to get the hell out of there. And if you have the time to get the hell out of there, you should be on the phone with the police helping to identify the gunman and any casualties and any other supporting information you can provide. You need to be ready because he may be coming behind you, he or she. Self-defense shooting is for reacting immediately to a violent situation that you have been thrust into without your permission. And in that event, you need to neutralize the immediate threat that you can identify. After you neutralize that threat, you need to secure your area. That doesn't mean patrolling the vicinity or setting up a perimeter. It means look around and, if possible, move to an easier position that gives you more of an advantage. Don't worry about securing the downed opponent's gun or approaching him at all. Give yourself some space. And advise everyone else to let him have some space. And he may not be dead. If he moves, warn him to stay put and let him know that the police are on their way. If he raises his gun, then you're going to have to shoot him again. You're going to have to shoot him again. But don't expose yourself to additional risk. Do not be a hero. If you hear shooting going on outside of your visual sight, call the cops. Move to a secure location where you can get cover and concealment and observe. You want to see if they're coming in. You are more invaluable as an intelligence resource who can report the movement and location of a potential bad guy than as another variable in an emergency police response. But do not judge the book by its cover, please. In an active shooter situation, unless you see people shooting each other, you cannot assume a man or woman with a gun is a bad guy. This could be a plainclothes off-duty officer responding to the scene. It could be another concealed carrier with a lot less sense than you have. So don't try to reach out and make contact. Keep your area secure. And that's it. No more, no less. Take cover, observe, report to the cops via your cell phone. Identify yourself accordingly with uniform police approach. Go from there. This is one of the reasons I carry a headset, because if I have a headset on with my phone, I can stick my phone in my pocket and I can have both hands on my weapon, because I'm going to want both hands on my weapon. Okay, next question. Are there ways to train for it? Yes, 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 and yes. It starts with reinforcing the core principles of firearm safety. You should self-motivate to go to a defensive pistol class or 20. If you are not being self-motivated, I would highly encourage you to go to an advanced pistol class or 20. You should take, well, once you've trained with these people, go train by yourself. Train with some friends. And you're going to fight how you train. So if you don't train, your fighting is going to be very unpredictable. If you do train, your fighting will naturally gear to that training. Are there legal consequences? Yes, there are legal consequences, which is why I carry two things when I go out the door. My weapon and my second call defense card. My second call defense card is the weapon that I use after I have to shoot somebody if it comes down to that. So you're never going to be off the hook if you have to employ a weapon, and you need to be ready for that. You need to be ready for what's coming if that happens. If you shoot someone who is not the bad guy, you will be charged with shooting that person. This includes police officers and first responders and off-duty and non-uniform police officers and bystanders, everyone. There's no reasonable excuse for shooting someone who is not placing you under direct threat. That's why you have to ensure that you are under a direct threat prior to engaging a target. Worst of all, if you open fire on the wrong people, they can and will return fire with absolutely no legal repercussions because you have placed them under direct threat. So this is the thin line you walk. Do not be the direct threat to other good guys. Make sure you understand the threat before engaging. Big question is, what if I miss and hit a bystander? Depending on the circumstances, you may be criminally charged with hitting that bystander. Even if the county prosecutor decides not to press charges due to the gravity of the circumstances you were placed under, you're still open to civil litigation from the family of the deceased or injured. So in conclusion, do not shoot or even point your gun at anything you do not intend to destroy. And join second call defense. It's better to hold fire or take a judicious shot from cover then to try to do a fire maneuver assault that most people don't know how to do on the bad guy's position. And whenever you can possibly do it, train. Because once again, gunfighting is a martial art. You can employ all of the lethality of Bruce Lee if you know what you're doing. We will be right back. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday night. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. Their first line didn't even have a name. It was just a bunch of holsters and a bunch of waist carrier ammo. A few thousand different methods. Then came DC3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, out of which we got the Incog. They decided to go concealed. Then they looked at Kydex and said it should move, and they created the Scorpion line. Now, with the Contact series, the collision of tactical nylon and Kydex is complete. Innovation continues. Modularity personified. This is G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. I just like it. I just like it. John Lott has noticed something that is astounding. It is absolutely astounding. He's noticing that even liberal academics are turning pro-gun ownership, which is, you know, when you look at someone like Gary Kleck is a pro-gun academic, but he's liberal. And whether you're on the left or the right, regular people are, they're being bombarded with diametrically opposing claims on guns, but most of this bombarded isn't coming from the National Rifle Association. Michael Bloomberg is spending far more money, hundreds of millions of dollars, trying to convince Americans that guns should be kept out of the hands of even law-abiding citizens. And yet, by double-digit margins, Americans say they feel safer if more people in their neighborhood own guns. And the answer is the same on concealed carry. Most of the media is trying to convince us that gun ownership is dangerous. Some, such as the New York Times, seem to interview only academics who believe in gun control. But what do the so-called experts really believe? To find out. Professor Gary Mauser of Canada's Simon Fraser University and John Lott teamed up to survey researchers who had published gun-related peer-reviewed empirical research. They limited their search to those who had published in criminology and economics journals over the last 15 years. They surveyed 130 researchers and ended up with 74 responses, a 57% response rate. 39 of the respondents had published in criminology journals. The remaining 35 had published in economics journals. These criminologists and economists agree with the American people by an overwhelming margin. Economists and criminologists tend to approach their research in very different ways. Economists believe in deterrence, and they also believe in statistics. And as something becomes more costly, people do less of it. Deterrence does not figure prominently in the thinking of most criminologists. Criminologists usually don't study the importance of police in deterring crime. So they differ in other ways, too. Taking the average of surveys on academic economist political views, we find that Democrats outnumbered Republicans by almost 3-1. In sociology, of which criminology is a subfield, there is about 37 Democrat faculty members for every Republican. Many sociology departments may not even have a single Republican. Although they both lean Democrat, economists and criminologists both find strong evidence that guns are used more for self-defense than for committing crime. They also find They also find that gun-free zones attract criminals, that guns in the home do not increase the risk of suicide. The concealed permit or concealed handgun permit holders are much more law-abiding than the typical American, and that concealed carry leads to lower murder rates. On every question but the one on whether a gun in the home increases the risk of suicide, those surveyed took the pro-gun position by a margin of approximately 30 percentage points. Even on the issue of suicide, the academics believe by a 20-point margin that increased gun ownership would not lead to more suicide. The margin on whether permitted concealed handguns reduce murder rates, a staggering 40 points believed it. Economists on the whole were much more likely than criminologists believe there are benefits from gun ownership. But by a factor of 12-1, economists believe that permitted concealed handguns reduce rather than increase murder rates. Criminologists believe this by a factor of just 2-1, so the economists are a little more stat-oriented. On only one question do the two groups have different majority opinions. This is whether guns are used more frequently in self-defense than they are used in the commission of a crime. In this case, criminologists thought by a 51% to 44% margin that the guns were more frequently used in the commission of a crime. Economists thought the opposite by a margin of 83% to 17%. In the criminologist survey, a number of the respondents answered, "I don't know," but were then asked by which side they would pick if forced to choose. The majority opinion among criminologists exists only when people are forced to pick sides. Academics have perhaps been leading the way in this tidal shift on thinking about guns. Over the last 15 years, Americans have become much more supportive of gun ownership. In a Gallup survey, people answered yes by a margin of 63% to 30% saying that they believe gun ownership makes their home safer. Another Gallup survey found that 60% of gun owners listed personal safety protection as the reason that they owned a gun. And a December 2014 Pew Research Center survey found that 57% of Americans believe that gun ownership protects people from becoming victims of crime. 37% believe it puts people's safety at risk. Now, who would have thought that? At least on the subject of gun ownership, many liberal academics have apparently actually let their views be shaped by the evidence. Now, I've got two things going on in the chat room that I want to address in the remaining time. First, I'm being asked about the war sport rifles. Now, I'm being asked this by Craig. So, Craig, I'll tell you what I know about war sport. When I had a war sport rifle and they were my sponsor, they made one gun, the LVOA. Now they make three different rifles. The problem I have with war sport today is that the guy that started war sport, Joey Boswell, is no longer in charge of war sport. he has been merged, if you will. I don't know that much about what the other two guns are about. The LVOA was an interesting rifle. It was very heavy. It was very heavy. And did it mitigate the recoil impulse? Well, yeah, but I think that you could go out and spend one third of the cost of one of those rifles if you're buying the full house rifle, and spend the rest of the money on ammo and do much better. And then we're talking about Hillary. Hillary's got a lot of problems. She's got a lot of problems. She's about to be indicted. She doesn't have the millennials, and that's the biggest generation out there today that's still voting. And, you know, she's a stone-cold killer that gets what she wants. It's not who votes that counts. It's who counts the votes. I don't believe that. I do not subscribe to that. I have seen too many times in Colorado where they spent all of this money to try to keep this recall from happening, where they were outspent 22-1. They still had a recall, and they still vanquished three senators that had voted for this gun control in Colorado. In Virginia, where they spent $2.2 million to try to win one Senate seat, they kept them from doing that. So it is never a slam dunk. It just depends on how much you want to. Craig, I would never spend $3,000 on one of those, okay? I would not do it. I just wouldn't do it. No. Mm-mm. No. You can find a better rifle for about $1,200 and buy $1,800 worth of ammo and go practice with it. Have some fun. Spend $3,000 on an AR-15. It better have a transmission. We'll be right back.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat?
a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Let's go out on a technical note. We're going to talk about a top 5 or 10 or whatever it is, 7, I don't know what it is. Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by, G-Code. Their first line didn't even have a name. It was just a bunch of holsters and a bunch of ways to carry your ammo. A few thousand different methods. Then came DC-3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, out of which we got the NCOG. They decided to go concealed. Then they looked at Kydex and said it should move, and they created the Scorpion line. Now, with the Contact series, the collision of tactical nylon and Kydex is complete. Innovation continues. Modularity personified. This is G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Indeed. Coming off of SHOT Show 2016, which came and went this past January, that's where everybody learned what the gun makers have in store for us. But coming from Alien Gear, their blog, they have an excellent blog if you've never checked it out. They came up with some of the best compact concealed firearms to carry on a daily basis. And their lead-off gun was one that I fully agree with, the Sig Sauer P320 Subcompact. Carrying it in subcompact does not mean that it has to be subcompact. It means that if you buy the chassis, you can make it the compact, and you can also make it the full size, because the gun is the internals. The subcompact of the P320 is actually a gun designed specifically for concealed carriers. It's only 6.67 inches in length, an inch wide, and 4.67 inches in height. It's a steel frame, so it's going to be a little heavier than the polymer competitors, but it still packs a magazine capacity of 12 rounds, making it a decent choice. I like capacity. 6 hours always put a lot of emphasis on law enforcement and military, and a lot of concealed carriers keep them inside their waistbands or in holsters, so CCW is an afterthought for SIG, although I tend to skew towards their bigger guns. Although I think the 320 is the best gun out of the box polymer out there, bar none. Either the compact or the subcompact, because that's the Glock 19 and the Glock 17 size. The only problem I have is they have a little bit of muzzle flip, and I wish they would solve that. And then if they ever do that, I will own another one. Then there's FN, the FNS 9 and 40. the Compact. They refuse to give on quality and reliability. They're the makers of the SCAR rifle, as well as a long lineup of pistols. The thing I like about the FNs is the trigger guard. The trigger guard is big, so if you're wearing gloves and carrying a gun, you have plenty of room in the trigger guard. FN, the problem with FN is FNs are basically a different shape of Glock in the striker fired gun, and the Glock fanboys will not touch them. And I'm one of the Glock fanboys. Although that FN does make that that 45, it's the hammer fired 45 that looks like a beast. And I do want one of those. The FN S40 apparently compensates for the recoil of the 40 caliber. I would never buy, for those of you that are looking at a carry gun and 40 caliber, don't ever buy the Glock 22. For some reason, the Glock 23 works. The Glock 22 is just a little too snappy for some stupid reason. I don't know why. But too many guns out there that are in 40 don't have any sort of recoil capability. But this one does. The pistol gets what a concealed carry wants in a 40 caliber handgun. It's sleek. It's reliable. It has great recoil compensation. Then you know, Glock finally got into the single stack market. Late, expensive, and it's quite underwhelming for me. The Glock 43 is quite underwhelming with its 6-round magazine at $550, as if every Glock in the Glock lineup has to start at $550. When you can look at the Smith & Wesson M&P, for in some places $350 with 2 more rounds. I'm not a gun reviewer. I do not review guns. I don't get guns and go out there and get involved in trying this gun, that gun, the other gun. I have guns I like, and that's it. So I asked my friend Such, who does review guns. I was like, okay, let's look at 3 guns: Glock 43, Walther CCP, Smith & Wesson M&P Shield. Which one do you go with? And he told me the M&P Shield. So of course, I'm looking for one, and there's none available right now. But Glock gets into it a decade late. I'm like I said, I'm completely underwhelmed. They've had the G36 for quite some time. They had the G42 that came out in 380. The G36 is 45. For those diehard 9mm fans, the G33, if you are a Glock and nothing else, this answers that question. I do not believe that it is that much better than the M&P to warrant $200. I'm sorry. $200 is almost 1,000. Well, it is 1,000 rounds of 9mm. So, yeah, you can figure that out. Coming in behind this, which I have no experience with this, although I have wanted to get some, is the Ruger SR-1911 Lightweight. There's a lot of people that refuse to get away from the 1911 form factor. I know plenty of them. They've trained with them extensively. My only problem with 1911s is the 1911 that I carried in the military had been in the military system probably, gosh, 40 years. Had been issued and reissued. Shot thousands of rounds. Tens of thousands of rounds. This gun was broke in. And nothing would stop it from functioning. It would function under all kinds of conditions. I can't think of any way as a civilian to run as many rounds through a gun as they do in the military. And that's the problem I have with 1911s. The Ruger SR-1911 Lightweight is still on the longer side, 7.75 inches long, but in terms of height and width, it is a 1911. 1911s are slim. They are easy to carry, even the full size. So, and it's got 7-round capability of 45 ACP per magazine. And it's the Ruger 1911s, I've heard good things about. Now, the Kimber Stainless Micro Raptor. Now, how this gun made the list is beyond me. I've driven Kimbers, and I like Kimbers, but Kimbers are for people that are going to shoot and shoot a lot. And at least the Kimbers I've had. Okay, I've had CDPs. Everything I've had has been a CDP. And when I got it to a certain level, after I had run X amount of rounds in it, I was good to go. But prior to that, I was having a couple of issues. Now we look at the Microraptor in 380 ACP. And they say that it performs like a perfectly scaled down full-size 1911 and 45 ACP. And but it's still a 380. I don't like 380 for a self-defense round. I don't care how good the gun is. I don't like 380 for a self-defense round. If that was the case, I'd have a Glock 42. But that's what Alien Gear had to say. And Alien Gear, they have a writer there that he's pretty good. I'm trying to get him. Trying to get him on the show simply because I like his style and I like to bring different stuff to you. Plus, there's a lot of people I'm not going to be asking back after all. Next week, we're going to look at the Supreme Court as they start to rev up. I'm waiting to see what they're going to do with this Fourth Circuit case, because they're going to have to. If they don't do something with it, then we have, like Sean Maloney was talking about the other day, we have law, different law in various parts of the country. I don't think the Supremes can do that. I don't think they can allow that. So they're going to have to make a call. And that will just be, it'll be interesting to see. But if they apply and hold the strict scrutiny, because now this court has done it, they've done it for them, all they have to do is uphold it, then everything in the United States that's anti-gun is going to fall. New Jersey will fall. California will fall. New York State will fall. Maryland will fall. All this stuff will fall. Do this again on Monday. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control on a Friday night. This has been Lock and Load.
Education has to be boring, because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.